sometimes in the middle of retreat, like we are now, people start getting like weary, you know, because there was the thrill of starting a retreat. You know, you start and you have a lot of energy and you're really, you know, going to get somewhere and, you know, have all these things happen and a deeper understanding. And then you get to the middle of the retreat and it seems like you're still the same. Okay. Actually, you've changed. Yeah. You've changed. You can't help but change. And you haven't realized that your mind has gotten quieter and clearer. But because it's happened in a gradual way, you know, and because of our tendency to focus on what we don't like rather than what is going well, then it seems like, you know, this is kind of, oh, well, our meditation. Okay? So it's very important to remember that, you know, this is a gradual path and that, you know, there's two very important of the six hurricane practices. Two are very important when the mind gets like that. One is fortitude, you know, having the ability to tolerate and endure, you know, and along with that is joyous effort. In other words, you persevere. Okay? And so in any activity we do, we have to have the fortitude to keep going, and then to keep going, you know, with enthusiasm and perseverance. Otherwise, we don't get anywhere. That's true, isn't it? Yeah? It's like, I mean, do you remember sometimes in first grade, maybe you didn't do well on your spelling test, you know? And you come home, it's like, I'm quitting school. I'm not going anywhere. You know, first grade dropout. Now, you know, thank goodness our parents didn't let us do that, you know. They said, don't worry about it. You just keep doing, you know, okay, you fall down, you'll learn to spell. And, you know, even if you're not a great speller, there's always spell check. Don't worry. Okay. But the idea is to really have a sense of fortitude and joyous effort so that we can continue on and, you know, really seeing the long-term benefit of what we're doing. Okay? And so that's why I really stress that bodhicitta motivation, because, you know, that long-term mind, yeah? Then, oh yes, I keep going, you know? And every little bit I do is a drop in the bucket. You know, I keep trying and I keep building up that habit, and that's how you get there. Okay? So here is where I think Manjushri, our kitty, is a very good example. Okay? When he had to have his leg amputated, he didn't just kind of give up and say, I'm useless. I'm never going to walk again. He just said, woke up. Well, there's three paws, not four. Okay, let's go get some food. And he hopped along. Okay, and so he continued his life, you know, and he learned to walk with three paws, and he does reasonably well, don't you think? Okay, so it's that whole idea of you just keep on, and you practice, and you get better. And you do so with enthusiasm. Yeah. And so you can see when you bring out the catnip and you bring out the treat, he has a lot of enthusiasm to get there very quickly. Okay? So, same kind of attitude we want to develop.